Gerbrand share some of the stocks he's researched in the past few months and would recommend. So maybe that takes us to your stock pick, if you can give us one that you've researched and are liking right now.
Yeah, look, we think the banking index at the price to book is just undervalued at the moment. You need to have a 2 to 3 year view on these. Some of our banking shares, I were picking Standard Bank tonight, but some of our banking shares are at the half price to book. They normally trade at the lowest possible levels at 1 to 1.1 price to books, and at the top of the cycle at 2.5 or 3 price to books. So I know there's a lot of negativity in the market. I know there's a lot of bad debt coming through, but our banks has always been greatly run, great buffers in there. I don't think we're going to hit those buffers, especially not on First Rand and Standard Bank, even on the other two. So some of these banks are down 60% locally. Standard Bank, I think, was 200 Rand a share about a year back. It's now 104, 105 Rand a share. Depends on which day you pick it. And I think there's an easy 30, 40% that you can probably make in the next 2 years on that.
Okay, so your eye on the banking shares. Chantel, on your front?
Yeah, so I've been exploring the small and mid-cap space a little bit for opportunities following the large run that we recently saw in the market. And one stock that continues to stand out for me, and not only because I did go to Sorbet today, but because it trades at quite... because it trades at quite a deep discount to its NAV, is Long for Life. Long for Life has a couple of really good assets. So they have Sportsman's Warehouse, Outdoor Warehouse, that not only has the retail stores, they also manufacture clothing. Of course, they've got the Sorbets, which plays into my hands beautifully. And then they have a big beverage business, which should benefit from people drinking again. Fitch and Leeds is one of the brands that they have. And then they also have a few sports and energy drink brands. This stock is incredibly cheap, and it's been cheap for a very long time. And it also speaks to those holding company discounts that we've been seeing more recently. For Long for Life, though, I'm backing Brian Joffe, and I think that the discount will unwind over time as these underlying companies do well.
Do we push it even further? I'm hoping to retire at the age of 38, so in 4 years' time. What's your view on Long for Life in the current environment? Is it a share that can buy me a retirement house in Zimbabwe?
I am not making any promises on that one, but certainly it's one that has potential.
Let's leave it there. Thank you both for having joined me on the line this evening. Thanks so much, of course, to Chantel Marks from F&B Wealth and Investments and Gerbrand Smit from NEFG Fund Managers as well. We take more of your stock-related questions next week. Have a good evening.